Welcome to Dave's new podcast. Just this morning, I came across an article in The Guardian online, which was all about the new Superman movie, Man of Steel. But in particular, what it was talking about was the way that apparently the studio that made Man of Steel is particularly marketing it towards Christians and Christian leaders in America, suggesting that they make use of it to communicate their faith in Jesus. And in fact, there's a special website that has been set up, which I found, which is called Man of Steel Resources. And there you can find sermon outlines and free videos and images from the movie. And when you play trailer number 3 for Man of Steel, which I did this morning, it is quite extraordinary, some of the phraseology of the voiceovers and the dialogue clips that they put in it. They say things like, he'll be a god to them. And there's a voiceover saying, what if a child dreams of becoming something other than what society intends? What if they aspire to do something great? Superman's earthly father, played by Kevin Costner, says, you're the answer, son. You're the answer to Are We Alone in the Universe? For some, he's a guardian angel, and for others, a ghost who never quite fits in. You will give the people of Earth an ideal to strive towards. That's another line. You'll help them accomplish wonders. And then Superman himself says, my father believed if the world found out who I really was, they'd reject me. And of course, all of that very applicable, really, in some way or other, to the whole question about who was Jesus and wrestling with who he is and who he was and who he is now and all that sort of thing. It's nothing new, of course, to take films and use them to help people think about not only faith, but life and its meaning anyway, really. So although The Guardian has picked up on this, particularly with Superman, Man of Steel, it's been happening now for years, really. It's something that I do a lot, not only movies, but TV, internet films, comedy clips, news stories, all that kind of thing. But all of it is not new, because it's only what Jesus and the prophets did anyway. They took the media of their day. Jesus took the movies of his day, which were the parables, the stories that were going round, the shocking, funny, dramatic tales that were being passed on, that people would sit down and listen to around the campfire, that families would tell to each other, all these kind of stories that were the way of entertainment and the way of expressing who people were. Jesus took all of that, and it was very much that media that he used to help people to think about what the kingdom was all about. His message came to people via story, predominantly, not via sermons, but very much through analogy and parable and allegory. Of course, the powerful thing about story is that we're called to find ourselves within it. So the best films, whether they're science fiction or horror or drama or action adventure, the points where they really work is where you get a connection with them. And so even cartoons are based on human nature, what humans do, what life is like, what experiences people have had. All those kind of things give a powerful connection, really. The question I'd have about the idea of using Superman to make people think about Jesus is that the danger is that we simply say, well, Jesus is the real Superman. Jesus is really the one who is, you know, powering around, saving people in these dramatic ways. And there's some truth in that from what we read in the Gospels. You know, there are lots of miracles, for example, that Jesus did and people focus on. But there are many, many more incidents which are not melodramatic. They're not glamorous and glossy. They're incidents of small conversations. They're incidents of countercultural actions that Jesus does, which upset a lot of people, but help the people who are in need. I'm not saying Superman doesn't do that, but I think the idea that we have of Superman is someone with superhuman powers. I think the life that Jesus calls us into is not one where we'll be able to do incredible things and wow the world into following Jesus, but rather we're invited to do the small things that change the world each day. And that if we follow his example, then it's very demanding. He himself described it like this. He said, you know, it's like when you've been sentenced to death and you pick up your cross and you carry it off to where you're going to be executed. You know, there's a kind of not necessarily a physical dying, but a dying to this idea of fame and fortune and celebrity and glamour and money and all that sort of thing. It's a sort of dying to those things which crowd out humility and kindness and compassion, and doing the kind of things that we see Jesus doing, really. Thanks very much for listening. That was Dave's podcast.